as an engineer, it's easy to get so focused on a small thing that you miss the larger picture. And so having these people is good to kind of help me course correct.
So Tech and Startups, what is that? Tech and Startups is not just a conference series, but it's a growth network. And so the idea of a growth network is that we as professionals are able to pull on and draw on others. So there are a couple of parts of that. One is every speaker that you saw is in some way affiliated with the Tech and Startups Growth Network. So that's someone who, if you're in the network, then you're in their network. So that's really fantastic. One part of that is just being able to be connected to experts in your field and your industry. But another part of that is being able to have mastermind and accountability and working with people who are dealing with the same challenges that you are, but also just keep you aligned to the mission. So something that's super important to me and when I'm working with people is, hey, what is your mission? What did we agree on is your mission? And the actions you're taking right now, today, are they aligned to it? We want mission alignment at all times. And it's so easy to fall off the mission because, as you know, what do we do as business owners and business leaders? We look at a myriad of options. Oh, I should be doing X, I could be doing Y, I could be investigating Z. And our time is so precious that it's easy for us to go down a rabbit hole away from our mission and not really realize it. An example of that we catch a lot and we talked about during the talk on the first day, which is you were CEO, now you're fired, is a lot of our CEOs who started as founding CEOs and are becoming growth CEOs, they are losing out from their position because they're not delegating. And so we can catch people and say, hey, your mission was to be a growth CEO and start to define and communicate and stop doing. Are you doing that right now? Are you hiring up your staff? Are you communicating clearly with your team? So we catch things in a group. So rather than talk that out more, why don't we do it? Let's do it. So we've got Manny, who is a growth group participant. And Manny is the, I don't know, would you call yourself the founder, the CEO? What title do you have for yourself?
The founder and CEO.
Both, obviously.
Obviously.
Perfect. And Manny's been masterminding with us, and we're just going to dive right in. So the first thing we want to do is we want to take a look at the mission. Let me remind of the mission. So Manny, remind us of your mission.
So I am trying to build a social media scheduling platform, and in addition to that, allowing people to schedule reaching out to their clients. And I mean, so that's the little bit of a change that's happened recently, which we allow not only for you to schedule your social media posts, mm-hmm. but we allow you to reach out to your clients in a seamless manner.
So this, you're building a software, online software service, and it allows business owners to communicate with their clients.
That's right.
Via social media channels.
Via social media and some messaging. Currently, I'm thinking of WhatsApp.
Okay. Then dig into that. And then you set a goal, and I have a note here, but you set a goal of 1,000 active users by July 2020.
By the middle of this year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we have even a note here from because we have had multiple meetings. So the note here from the past meeting is, I'm supporting you in your definition of what an active user is.
That's right.
Which is one of the benefits is you have this support from the community to go, oh, you're saying active user. That's always like the question in software. What the heck are we going to call an active user? So we've done that a little bit. And I'm going to see if there's anything in the chat here I need to be paying attention to. I can't see it right now. I'll come back to it. And so what we do then is once we have our mission and our goal set, we're doing every week. We could do this every day. We could do this every month, but we tend to do it weekly. We set these commitments. And so these are from last week, your commitments, Manny. Let's review them. So tell me about this one, this first one.
That's actually gone great. I now have an engineer.
And would you mind reading it, or I can read it?
Oh, of course, yeah. Okay. So my commitment was to onboard an engineer, agree on compensation, agree on work commitments, try and onboard the engineer from a technical perspective so he can work on stuff that I've built. That's actually been going great. The engineer is, I'm lucky to have a super smart engineer start working for me. And, you know, he's been productive pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm happy about that.
And to ask you more about that, the onboarding engineer, first, why? How is it, explain how is this, how did we decide this is mission aligned for you?
Well, so one of my concerns was losing momentum with my work. And once I lose momentum, I mean, even the bigger picture starts shaking a lot. So I started feeling like, oh, I haven't gotten this feature done. Perhaps this feature is too big for me, or perhaps this is not a feature that I'm completely committed to. So what am I really looking for? So having someone keep working on it, and my attention on the product is on the product.
Mm-hmm.
And so technically, this person can help me get closer to my dream for what the product will look like. And of course, I keep working on it, but it's nice to have some speed or momentum being built while I'm not working on it.
That's great. And so it's always moving forward. And then we supported you as a group a little bit in finding an engineer, interviewing the engineer. We just talked a little bit about that.
Right,
and the process.
I'll
share there.
I mean,
was that helpful to you?
Super helpful. I mean, you know, I don't know if you want to share this, but I found the engineer on Upwork through Alex's recommendation. And it's a great process. I mean, my eyes have been opened about finding people to work online, and it's I'm really excited about the future of it. Yeah.
We talked a little bit about interviewing processes and things like that, because we're not all HR people, right? But sometimes we have to take the reins ourselves.
Yeah.
And then this commitment that you made last week also, what is this? If you could tell us about it.
So
and how'd it turn out.
So while I'm founder and CEO of MandarTech.in, you know, in order to build some cash flow, I've been thinking about freelancing. This was a freelance offer which came in, but actually it's fallen through because towards the end I felt like this was not the right relationship for me. These were people who were extremely inexperienced with building software. And I felt like I did not want to be caught up in the middle of all of that. They were asking for extremely unorthodox payment plans, and they were unable to understand what the feature would be.
Yeah,
you know, and so I didn't want to get caught up in a bad place where I deliver something and then they're like, oh, this is not what we wanted.
Yeah.
I think some of it might be mine, but yeah, I've decided to not go through with that client.
And to pause here and go meta for a moment, what we're doing is last week we established, Manny established with the team commitments for himself in the small group. And we have a conversation about whether those commitments make sense, whether they're aligned. Manny says, hey, I would like to get a little cash flow to support this other work that I'm doing. So he's investigating that. So when we go over the commitments and someone says yes or no, the real question is onboard engineer, yes or no? He says yes. Okay. Client work, that contract that we're working on, yes or no? He says no or not exactly. Right there, that's enough. There's not a guilt thing. There's not a shame thing. It's, hey, we're just checking in. Did you do it? Did you not? It's a chance for you to stop and say, did I do it? Did I not? A lot of the reflection, there's no consequences. It's not about that. So Manny went in and tried this out and in fact did write a proposal, write a contract, did do the work of it. And it turned out the result wasn't what he initially had hoped for. He made some new discoveries, found out he didn't really want what seemed like a positive result now seems like a negative result. But what's important in this, it's not about shame. It's not about guilt. It's about every week we make a commitment and then we check on the commitment. Did it happen? Did it not? And what does that mean? So we'll talk about reflection in a moment. One more of these, this is more of a personal work style because we're not just talking about the business. We're also talking about who we are as professionals.
correct. And so this is, I mean, my commitment is to work 4 hours every weekday. And, you know, I mean, I never have trouble working, but while traveling, sometimes a shiny thing catches my attention,
mm-hmm.
and then I don't get any work done. And it's, and that, you know, that obviously comes back to me. So this is a commitment to kind of have some consistency in my mm-hmm. work ethic.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's been going well also.
That's been going well. And let me ask, cause we have demonstrate by logging hours. Did you in fact log your hours?
Some days. Actually,
okay. Okay. And then I'll ask you this question. A group member is supporting you with accountability to some extent. What is she doing to support you?
You know, I mean, she'll be like, I will text you tomorrow to find out. And she does. And
at what time?
You know, at any time.
Yeah.
No, she's great. Annie's great. And, it does help with direction. It helps with me course correcting. Sometimes, mm-hmm. Sometimes as an engineer, it's easy to get so focused on a small thing that mm-hmm. you miss the larger picture. And so having these people is good to kind of help me course correct.
Yeah. What does it feel like when you get that text message from Annie?
Well, it's always bringing a smile to my face, but yeah, I mean, like I said, it's good to have accountability like that,
mm-hmm.
to know that, you know, I've committed to something and now, like, you know, am I following through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This for me is often almost the surprising thing, is that a community comes together so quickly. We start mm-hmm. to care about each other's work so quickly that people take the responsibility to support others. So one of the things we're encouraging is it's not just about your commitment to yourself, but we also want to encourage people to make commitments to other people, because we're learning some things about supporting. And as leaders, we have teammates who we want to support. A lot of times we're thinking about how I'm in charge and you do what I say in terms of delegation. That's not what delegation is. Delegation is defining something and communicating it out. It's also supporting the work and the effort. So a lot of times we'll ask each other the same thing we should be asking our teammates. Mm-hmm. How can I support you in this? How can I support you?
Yeah.
So Manny, is there a way that I can support you? Do you still feel that logging your hours would be beneficial to you to make sure you're getting those 4 hours a week or a day?
I mean, yeah, you know, just in order to establish consistency,
mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, since I'm traveling,
mm-hmm.
it's been kind of tough to have the same hours.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I do feel like it's good to have a log, so
mm-hmm.
you know, you can I mean, zoom out and
mm-hmm.
extrapolate what works for you, what does not.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Cool. Is there a way I can support you in maintaining a log?
Sure. I mean, you know, I'm not extremely, I've never worked for hours. And so I don't have a good system to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend?
That's a good question. You know, I bet either I or Annie, who's taking interest in your work, could, maybe we mm-hmm. could even ask you, and because logging hours is a simple thing. It's just a check in a box, like
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. So maybe we can actually log it for you.
So there you go.
So we can just
say,
hey, when did you start working? When did you stop working today, every day?
Mm.
And then we can just capture that in our text messages or something. Mm. And then when we reflect, we can go back to our text and go, oh, that was 3 hours. That was 4 hours. That was 1 hour.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's
try
that out.
Love it.
So I will make a note when we come to the commitments. We're still rolling here. So the next thing we want to do before we make next week's commitments, we want to do a commitment debrief. So we've already done this first one. Did you complete the commitments? I want to check in on two things, right? So Manny, working on your commitments and working last week, what did you learn about how you work?
You know, and I think some of this I mentioned, but it's, you know, as an engineer, I find it very easy to get so overly focused on something
mm-hmm.
small while being, you know, and now this might be extremely interesting from an engineering perspective, but it takes me in an extremely, well, long story short, it's a waste of time sometimes in case you're missing the larger picture.
Yeah.
And so I think I am often falling into that, focusing on something extremely small, which, you know, I can just, if I forget about it tomorrow, I'll just come back and it's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, having people to support me, having people holding me accountable,
mm-hmm.
Kind of ensures that I'm spending the least amount of time on these weeds.
Yeah.
And then I come out, I'm like, you know, I have to, I made commitments. Let's see if I can keep them.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So you're sensing, I want to reflect that back to you. Your sensing of your work, you can easily go down the rabbit hole of research on to something that may not be aligned to the commitment that you set for yourself for the week.
Super. Exactly.
So revisiting those commitments is helping you to you know, sometimes you do need to do research.
Stay on the right course.
Yeah. Okay. And what did you learn? And this might be similar. What did you learn about succeeding in your mission for this week?
Well, I mean, just work. So, I mean, you know, yeah, it is kind of related.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm getting better at it in the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, I start my day with, you know, with a clearer idea of mm-hmm. what I want to accomplish today. And, you know, that comes from the commitments that I've made.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, trusting the process. I think what I'm learning is learning about succeeding
mm-hmm.
is to trust this process, you know, because these are commitments that I have made. These mm-hmm. are commitments that I came up with. And so obviously they might not be perfect, but they are, you know, kind of on the route to my mission.
Yeah.
And so I feel, that's the value that I get from,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I've learned about myself succeeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's really important here, I want to say too, is that it's interesting because we're having a conversation. Every human, I think,
mm-hmm.
every human who has ambitions,
mm-hmm.
every human who's got a goal, who has something important to work on, can benefit from this kind of accountability, masterminding, making commitments, checking on the commitments. That's clear.
Yeah.
And I would encourage anybody at all to figure out a way to set this up in their own lives.
Yeah. Simple.
Simple and not hard at the same time.
Simple but not easy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It is simple. Mm-hmm. The framework is simple. The actual doing it, a lot of us, we need help. We're not able to do it independently, myself included.
Yeah,
and here we're in a network of people who are specifically in the niche of technology startups. So people who are growing their mm-hmm. technology-based business. So everyone we're talking to also has a bit of an expertise in the world of technology can be connected to those other resources. Now, let's go ahead, Manny, and let's set our commitments for this week. What commitments would you have for yourself?
Ooh, this week?
Mm-hmm. And if you want to reflect, last week we onboarded an engineer.
Correct.
We made some decisions about how we're doing client work,
mm-hmm.
and we committed to work 4 hours every weekday.
Correct. And so, you know, I also... Well, I took a different route, and I made a turn in the road,
mm-hmm.
And I decided to start working on WhatsApp,
mm-hmm.
Scheduling WhatsApp messages, but not just that, allowing your larger team to receive your business WhatsApp, so it's not just, you know, use the bottleneck
mm-hmm.
in communicating with your clients.
Yeah.
I feel like this detour is, you know, a quicker and more immediate value
mm-hmm.
deriving product that I am trying to build.
So you've made a pivot here, a bit of a pivot maybe.
Well, I would call it a turn in the road. I mean,
okay.
I think I'm going here, and then,
okay.
I mean, the larger product is still,
mm-hmm.
still my mission.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a larger thing than I initially thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this one is like a low hanging fruit, which
mm-hmm.
immediately brings a lot of value.
And something we talk about a lot of times is exactly that, right? Getting that in this industry, we call it the MVP, the minimum viable product. Mm-hmm. So it's like you were working on, I would suggest sort of a broad feature set.
Extremely.
And
yeah.
you've deep dived into one particular couple of features. And right. Now you have something that's demonstrable. You have something you can actually take and show to somebody now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's because you chose a really tight set of features. We were a little bit broad and we got you a little
mm-hmm.
tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing that, I'd like to make a recommendation. And that's that perhaps because now you have this demonstrable thing, would you like to this week show it off? Make a commitment around showing
make
it off.
A commitment
you're ready?
Around showing yeah. it off. I think.
And is your resistance?
That's. I would love to show it off. Anyone who would like a demo,
right.
I'm happy to demo
right here, right now.
I think this week is a bit ambitious
mm-hmm.
to show it off.
Yeah.
I do like to have a demo which is not super smooth, but at least,
yeah.
you know, it's it goes from point A to point B instead of me debugging in front of you.
And as we get to know each other in the process, we find these quirks, like who's the perfectionist and who is
correct.
who needs support? Because some people need support to be less of a perfectionist. Some people need support to be more of a perfectionist. Some people need support to speed up in some areas and slow down in others. So we learn that about each other. And so I would wonder, and because we're running out of time and I want to go like hyper fast, I would wonder if some of the resistance you're feeling about this, it's possible that some resistance is, hey, legitimately the technology is not there yet to show off. It's possible that some of the resistance is I'm nervous about this not being far enough and someone judging my work. So I'm wondering if you would be willing to take a risk and demonstrate to say one person this week who would be someone who's actually interested in this product. Not
right,
10, not
right.
20, not show it off to
yeah,
the world.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I would be happy to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
And
I'm gonna write that
you
down
know, just also one related to that is, you know, me getting an interview through about it. Right.
You getting
if
an interview
I,
about
I,
it.
Yeah, with this person that I'm demoing it to,
mm-hmm.
You know, just to find out what they like, what they dislike, what do they want.
Mm-hmm. And receive feedback, okay.
You know, client interviews are often the best direction that one can get.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'd be down
okay.
to do that.
And then I wonder if you want to also have a commitment around your amount of work in the week? Similar?
I think, yeah, I'd stick to 4 hours a week.
Okay.
That works.
Do you want to maintain these times?
Four
or
hours
kind
a day.
Of like, not 4 hours a day. Let's maintain the times.
Okay.
And then if it doesn't work. Well, what did you learn? You learned something about times. What did you learn about your effective structure?
Well, so what I learned was I can never give you such a time.
Yeah.
Some days it's, you know, maybe this is an engineer's curse, but I'm extremely, extremely productive in the night.
Okay.
And so like 9:30, I've barely gotten out of bed.
Okay.
Well, except for today. Today I woke up at 6.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for me.
yeah. But
okay.
I mean, yeah. So the times might change.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely do work at least 4 hours every day.
What if instead we supported you in a start time? What if you said, I'm going to start working by this time of day?
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's 1 p.m., 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 8 p.m.
Yeah,
you want to get
yeah.
those 4 hours. Now, 8 p.m. is a little late because you'll hit midnight pretty fast. You don't have a lot of wiggle room between 8 p.m. and 12 p.m. to
sure.
get those 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we said by like 3 p.m. or 2 p.m. or...
I think 1 p.m. would be even
1 p.m.? Okay.
Yeah.
Starting by 1 p.m. So every day you'll say, I might start work earlier than 1 p.m. I might start work at 8 a.m. I'm going to get my 4 hours in, but I'm going to start working by 1 p.m. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And given the time, I'm going to suggest that we can continue this offline
sure.
Later, but we'll close it out here. So this is what masterminding is. This is what accountability, it's a simple, like Manny says, it's a simple framework. It's not the rigor of it though, is what's so hard. And I want to say this phrase, rigor is results. There are things in our lives that we find it to be, maybe it feels boring. Maybe it feels tedious. Maybe it's like the same old, but like these things, like a weekly check-in on our work, like a daily stand-up with our team or a weekly stand-up with our team, like going over our CRM, our customer relationship management tool and pipeline regularly. These things that we do at cadence with a framework, with a structure, gosh, it feels so tedious sometimes. It feels so boring. It feels so much like a slog. But the results are in the rigor, and rigor is hard. And so we need people to support us in it. And so there's this opportunity to be supported in the rigor by a community. And if you can make that, if you have that already on your own and you can make it, by golly, make it. And if you're in a position where you don't have it yet and you can't make it, well, let's talk it out and see what we can work out. So you're welcome to meet with me and be a member of the Tech and Startups Growth Network. You already are as a conference participant at some level, but this is a way to really challenge yourself, inspire yourself, put a commitment on the line, and have a group of people support you in this. So that is what a mastermind is. And this can relate, by the way, to your building of technology. It can also relate to your sales, marketing, communication goals. So Manny, thank you so much. We're going to a virtual handshake.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you joined us today. If this video was helpful, give it a like, go ahead and subscribe and hit the bell so that tech and startup videos continue to show up in your feed. I'll see you in the other videos.